The Espinosa Iglesias Studies Center conducted an evaluation of all presidential candidates on Tuesday, testing their chops on economic issues for the second time since the start of campaigns. The candidates were given a final average based on the government programs, public responses, campaign promises, and electoral platforms compared to candidates from other political parties. The Institutional Revolution Party candidate received the highest marks. Macroeconomic topics covered in the assessment were tax policies and national debt, spending policies, monetary and exchange policies, federalism, financial and pension systems, jobs, and labor markets. On a visit to Mexico during the G20 summit meeting in Los Cabos, UK Minister of State for Trade and Investment Lord Green said on Tuesday that Britain has neglected Mexico and paid too much attention to other emerging economies, but plans to change that. Mexico's rankings in the World Bank's Ease of Doing Businesses Index is way higher than Brazil's, and yet Brazil gets more attention in the British public mind than Mexico does. There are things that we, the British, need to put right, said Lord Green on an event organized by British Chamber of Commerce, the British Embassy, and COMECE, a Mexican Foreign Investment Advisory Council. For the Euro Cup fans today, Czech Republic is playing Portugal in a couple more minutes, so you don't miss the game. Well, yesterday we presented it was played by England and Ukraine. England won by 1-0. And on today's weather forecast for Querétaro City, the maximum temperature we will be expecting is of 23 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature will be of 14 degrees Celsius. We have a rainy day ahead, and some people have commented on Facebook, Luis, that this weather makes them want to go jogging outside at night. So I don't know, maybe that would be a good suggestion for today.